Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet. Make him the cutest
that I've ever seen. Go on. Give him two
lips. Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted. And tell him
that his loss. Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. Good morning, happy 2023. Did you have a good one? Well, I did. We had the family together. We had a Top Chef cook-off. Check this out. We had the girls against the boys. Picked a few things to cook, put them in a bag, and said, you got 30 minutes. And you know what? They did a pretty good job. We got a little skiing in, and I won't talk about the gondola line in North Star last week. Hour and a half just to get on. Unbelievable. Anyways, I started thinking about some of the goals I had for 2023 as we were ringing in the new year. How about you? Was one of those goals retiring this year? How about saving for something you always wanted, like a flying car? Did you hear about that at CES this past week? How about losing a few pounds or getting more fit? Well, if that's you, then today you're in luck because today kicks off our financial boot camp.
Hoo-ah!
For the entire month of January. That's right. Today I'm going to share with you some of the easy things you can do to save more money and get ready for retirement if that's what you're thinking about. So stay true to your New Year's resolutions. I am David Hollander, the Sandman, and I will be your drill sergeant today.
Hoo-ah!
For those of you just joining me for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman. That's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week. That's because I am a financial advisor and a practicing attorney for almost 30 years. So this past week, all the major stock markets have been up a little bit. Will that continue? Are you prepared for what could be coming here in the next 6 weeks? Are you financially prepared to take care of yourself for the next 20, 30, maybe even 40 years? What about a loved one? Perhaps your mother-in-law. A fairly extensive research study recently concluded that the vast majority of you are not. That's right. You're not prepared for retirement. And here's the reason why. Retiring today is different than it was 10 years ago. We're living much longer. You have to figure out how to generate income off your assets without putting everything you've worked for at risk. And right now with inflation and expenses, everything's so much more expensive and taxes. That's pretty tough. Especially when most company-sponsored pension plans are obsolete. And everything costs so much more these days. So who's going to help you figure this out? Well, I met with an engineer recently who worked for a very large, well-known company here in the Bay Area for about 25 years. Recently was told that they were going to lay off a bunch of people. He had saved millions of dollars in the company's stock, had it all in one position. And he told me a story about how when they were going public, they invited several of the large brokerage firms in the areas into a room and just said, here you go. Here you go. You're on your own, my friend. I used to work for that type of company. And while they provide investment advice, they don't do planning. They don't help you with your taxes. And they certainly don't show you how to keep that hard-earned money in your family. In fact, many times they mess it up. How do I know that? Because I'm the one who fixes it. So how's your plan? Do you even have one? Well, if you don't, are you sure that it's going to work? Well, maybe you should get a second opinion and see if it's okay. And you're in luck because for the next 50 minutes, I'm going to take you through our financial boot camp.
Hoo-ah!
Where we go through some basics of fundamental training. It's a brand new year, so take a big gulp of that ritual coffee. I just did, you can tell. Get something to write with and get ready to become clear on fulfilling your New Year's resolution, soldier. Now, let's get started. Like I said, it was a pretty good end of the week for stocks and bonds. They both rallied Friday as the December jobs report showed that inflation may be cooling off. What do I mean? Because you got to really read through that one. The December non-farm payrolls came out Friday. And according to the numbers, we added 223 jobs in December. Okay, that's a little better than expected. The unemployment number, still pretty low, 50-year low at 3.5%. So those two numbers in themselves wouldn't cause the rally we saw yesterday. So what was it? What did it? Well, it was wage growth. Believe it or not, it was wage growth. Wage growth grew by 0.3% instead of, wait for it, 0.4%. Unbelievable. So that is showing that the first major indicator of the jobs market is starting to roll over a little bit. And because it was a little bit of positive news, the market and the bond market went a little crazy. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, so stocks broadly rallied, was led by the growth tech sectors. In fact, all 11 sectors were solidly higher by a little over 2% if you look across the indexes. And the dollar index dropped, while the 2 versus 10-year treasury, which we keep looking at, fell a little bit. So all in all, it was a pretty good day for the market. We saw the Dow up 1.5% for the week. The S&P 500 up 1.4% for the week. NASDAQ finally getting back something, up 1% for the week. Bonds were where the activity was up 2.2%. Think about that. So bonds blew everything away, up 2.2% for the week. Oil was down 8.1%, closed at $73.76 a barrel. And we just need to see what's going to happen. So for 2023, I got a good question over the break, which was, hey, Mr. Sandman, thank you for your explanation of growth versus value. For those of you who missed the last segment where I talked about that, you can go back and listen to our podcast, Protect Your Assets, anywhere you get your podcast. Look for the market segments. Got a headshot of me. I'm a little more grayer now. But anyway, it's got the headshot of me, and you will see and you'll hear me talk about growth versus value. But this question this week was like, thank you for that explanation. However, I'd like a little more technical background, please. So for Sandy, here you go. The 2023 technical outlook for growth versus value. One of the most powerful trends in the equity markets in 2022 was the outperformance of value over growth stocks. You've heard me talk about this a lot. But here are the numbers. As the former ended the year down a modest 2.04%, growth dropped, get this, 33.13% last year. So that's a pretty stark contrast if you think about it. The fundamental outlook for those two investment styles I went over last week, and I was pointing out that the macroeconomic environment for tech, consumer discretionary, and communication services is not too good right now. And I said that because of the cautious outlook I have for 2023, given the fact we still have higher rates than normal. We really don't have normal economic growth yet, and we need some more geopolitical calm. So that brings me to technical analysis, charts, numbers. What are they saying right now? So the technical take between growth and value is the following. When I look at the charts, the first notable divergence between the two sectors is that value stocks. Now I'm basing this on the Vanguard Value ETF, not mutual fund, ETF symbol VTV. And of course, if you're ever going to buy any of these things, you got to read the prospectus and make sure you understand everything before you do it. Good disclaimer. Thank you. Rallied to 8-month highs in early December before pulling back modestly to end 2022 more than 13% off the year low. Growth stocks, based on the Vanguard Growth ETF, VUG. Again, same disclaimer I just said about 5 seconds ago. Closed at a new low for the year on December 28th and ended the year just over 2% off the 2022 low. So technically speaking, the recently established multi-month high in VTV and fresh 52-week low in VUG offer confirmation of the current uptrend in value and downtrend in growth. Looking at the relative strength of value and growth styles individually against the S&P 500, if you chart those two against each other, you will see more evidence that both the uptrend in value and the downtrend in growth remain very much intact right now, as neither has shown any signs of losing any momentum. So since relative strength is simply plotting the price action of one asset against another, over a given time frame, the rising relative strength line of VTV shows outperformance of value in the S&P 500, and declining relative strength of VUG shows that growth probably will underperform this particular year. So we just have to see. Because again, the charts are showing one thing, the data's showing very similar things. And so since markets are discounting mechanisms, any signs of a reversal in this dominance of value over growth could be a signal that fundamental are starting to change. And so as such, we're going to remain focused on both the outright price action of these two indexes, as well as the strength of the labor market going forward. So those are the things you need to be looking out for in 2023. Where are the bottoms here, Sandman? Give me some information. All right. Well, you know, I like to look at the S&P 500. And if you look at the market, we got up to 3905 yesterday. Didn't close that high, but got up there towards the end of the day with some pretty good volume. So the resistance level, we need to see the market go through this level with meaningful volume and stay there for multiple days, not just a day or two. I want to see this for weeks, is 3934. If we can do that, then I believe we can get above 4,000 and stay there. Now, if we can't, which I think is more of the reality here, and I've been trying to brace you for a while now for volatility in 2023 and more downward pressure, the support levels, and you'll see I have a few, 3783. So if we get through 3783, next stop is 3720. Next stop is 3657. So there's a few levels there before we start testing the lows of last year, which again could potentially be 3450 to 3200. That's what my research is showing. I know that's painful, but like I've been saying for a long time, we've got to see that capitulation before I actually call the bottom. How can you lose weight and save more money in retirement? Well, the answers are pretty simple. Find out when I come back. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with your platoon sergeant, David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sandman, and this is the Protect Your Assets Bootcamp Show, where the entire month of January, we are helping you get to your New Year's resolutions. I had a few. I don't know about you last week, but I was writing down as I was standing there in the line waiting to get on the gondola to get a couple runs in. Can you imagine spending over $200 for a lift ticket and you get like two runs? Something's wrong with that. Anyway, was one of your New Year's resolutions to make some big changes to your financial life in a positive way in 2022? How about losing a few pounds? Well, if the answer is yes, then you're going to want to listen to the entire show today as I've pulled together our top ideas for 23 to help you get on the right financial track as you ring in this new year. But first, I have a question. This comes from Sally in Mill Valley. I like that. Sally in Mill Valley. Good morning, Sally. Sally owns a condo in Corte Madera. And her son, Stanley, lives there, currently rent-free. She applied for SSI for him, and she is known as the representative payee. Now, the award was approved, but there is something called an ISM deduction. And that basically means he gets less money. So, question Sally has is, can she charge him rent for that condo he lives in Corte Madera to avoid that ISM deduction? Good question, Sally. The answer is yes, you can, but make sure you're charging the fair market rate for a comparable, you know, I said comparable, it's reasonable, okay, comparable rental in Corte Madera. And if so, you can help reduce that penalty. Now, what if you're the payee? Is that going to be a problem? Meaning you're receiving the rent, right, directly. The answer is no, but I would certainly recommend that you set up an LLC. So a lot of my clients who have rentals, Airbnbs, etc., we highly recommend, particularly if you have other assets, that you put those into individual LLCs to shield the rest of your assets from liability. Now, if you have more questions about that, as you know, we are attorneys, we are financial advisors and tax people, and we're more than happy to help you. Now, how about the other one? How about losing some weight? This has been a tough one for a lot of folks. Now, this came to me from a friend, and I got to say, I don't usually talk about things unless I try them on myself first. So I did, and this is what I've been doing. I haven't been eating anything after 8 p.m. at night, not even a little chocolate. No, been very good. So after 8 p.m. at night, I don't eat anything, and then in the next morning, around 8, this morning I cheated a little bit, but I have a little coffee, like a little latte, a little milk in it, some coffee, no sugar. I use chaga. You check it out. And then I wait. I wait till about 10:30, 11 o'clock before I eat anything. Try that. Help me out. My person recently said, you're doing pretty good. Thank you. So anyway, that's what I did. So if you want to try and lose 5-10 pounds, try that. Might work. All right, let's get to some financial ideas for the boot camp. Are you thinking about retiring this year? Well, if you are, you have to ask the question, are you ready? It's never too late to get ready. So the first thing I want you to think about, this is sort of basic step number one, is you got to think about the money that's coming in. So as you get your paycheck, as you get a check from a client, what have you, does each one of those dollars that you receive, think about an individual basis, do each one of those dollars have a job? What do I mean by that? Well, you have expenses. Of course we do. Everybody has expenses each and every month. And I'm going to say that the first thing you need to do is pay yourself. You heard me right. Is first pay yourself. What do I mean by that? Well, if you're working for a company, they most likely have a 401k. And so what you want to do now is, even if you're still working or you're about to end work, I want you to make sure that the first dollars that you receive each paycheck goes directly into your 401k account. Now, how much should you do? Well, that's really up to your discretion. I recommend 10%. If that's too aggressive, try 5%. And then after that, each of the remaining dollars you have, of course, will pay taxes, pay your mortgage, pay your food bill, pay utilities, pay your car payment. That's the way that you want to think about how you make money going forward this year. Now, what about if you're going to retire this year? I get this a lot. Some people, they make a mistake of thinking they're ready to retire, but they're not. In fact, they take the leap of retirement. They just go ahead and announce it. And when they get into retirement, it's not as carefree as they imagined because they don't have really a retirement plan. It may be put together haphazardly, or they think just because they have a certain sum of money that it makes it all work. And there's these huge gaps in their plan, and it just doesn't cover their needs as things coming up. So another thing you can think about if this is going to be the year where you retire, I'm going to say this. You may want to write some of these things down because I find that if I write stuff down, I stick it on the wall or I put it in my car on the dashboard and I look at it a few times a day, it helps me center and get back to where I need to be. I don't know about you. Look, I'm just giving you ideas. You can write on glass, like I do that sometimes. Markers, you can then, you know, erase it. Write this down. It's all about your lifestyle. Quote that for me. It's all about your lifestyle. What do you want in retirement? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? And most importantly, how do you want to feel when you do it? Confident, free, secure, in control? Absolutely. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let's say that you're planning a dream trip to Italy. You're there for 2 weeks, but what are you doing while you're there? Well, you're thinking about money. Either what your money is doing for you and your investment accounts as the markets are flopping all around back at home, because of course you're seeing that on your phone, or how much you're spending each and every day that you're there on the hotel or just going out to eat or on the Ubers and rides around with the drivers or renting boats, etc., right? So you're worried and you're not fully enjoying that trip. Well, that's evidence that you haven't really planned well. If you're worried about the expenses and wondering whether you can afford to do the things you've always wanted to do, then guess what? You're not experiencing retirement as it was intended. Therefore, I would argue that you're just not ready. So pay attention to this, because I want you to think about how you could change it. This is the hard part. Look, it's January. You made a New Year's resolution. I want you to live up to it. What do you need to do to live up to it? You have to take action. And that's a tough thing to do. I know it is. But I can make it as easy as possible for you by doing this right now. Pick up the phone, because I know you have it right there next to you. Pick it up. And if you're driving, you can say, hey, Siri, call 866-PROTECT. Ooh, did I get it to go? Hey, Siri, call 866-PROTECT. Ringy dingy. You'll be talking to us. Why? Because we're right here in the Bay Area, and we're here to help you realize and achieve your objective, which is your New Year's resolution. 866-PROTECT. Let us do the heavy lifting. We'll have a quick 15-minute phone call where you can get a second opinion from a fiduciary to find out if you're getting as much interest as you possibly can right now. You heard me talk about 13%. Getting all the tax deductions. Congress just passed the Secure Act 2.0. So guess what? Taxes are changing this year. And third, how about passing some assets on to your family with the least taxes possible? You're going to hear about that in my last segment today. 866-PROTECT. Get the answers. Now, coming up next on Protect Your Assets, it'll be time for our popular They Say segment, where they say you need a certain number to retire. Is that really true? Find out. There's so much more to come. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with your drill sergeant, the Sandman. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And we are ringing in the new 2023 year, helping you achieve your New Year's objectives. Maybe it's saving more money, retiring this year, or perhaps losing weight. January is typically the time people make and try to keep their New Year's resolutions. And let's face it, it's tough. I know it is. It's hard to change behavior. But if you try something for a couple of weeks, you'd be surprised. So if you made a financial New Year's resolution to get your financial act in shape or retire this year, well, then today you're in luck because this show is just for you. This entire month, each Saturday, we're going to be doing a financial boot camp.
Hoo-ah!
Where we help you get through basic training. when it comes to saving money and get focused on what will help you see yourself through retirement. All right. So this past segment, we were talking about some basic fundamentals of retiring and some things that you could do to help you achieve your objective. All right, now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All I know is that so here's one they say. They say that you need a certain number in your 401k account to retire. Is that always true? Well, actually, no, it's probably not. The truth is, no matter how much you have, you're most likely going to find a way to spend it. So that thought process doesn't really work in practice. What is better is to figure out what you really need and what you really want as opposed to what you don't really need or want. And many people do this after the fact because they're just not familiar with what retirement's going to actually look and feel like because they haven't really done it before. So the first thing you could do is do a plan. Now, let me talk to you about a story because I like stories because they tend to show you how other people have done things. So let me talk about John and Nancy. John and Nancy wanted to retire this last year, and their big goal was to travel. They want to do a lot of traveling. They enjoy traveling together for months, not just weeks. They would go for months at a time to different parts around the world. Their house was paid off. Their two kids are now self-sufficient. And they had about, I know it's a lot, they had about $4 million in savings and retirement accounts when you looked at everything. Now, they didn't really know if they could retire because they weren't sure how much they could spend each and every month. And the software that they were using was just showing that they wouldn't outlive their money. But it wasn't really showing them how much they could spend. In fact, it just had a certain number at the end of the plan, which was much more than what they wanted to pass on to their kids, because the kids also were going to get their house. And their houses were several million dollars here in the Bay Area because it's fully paid off. And let's face it, real estate's worth a lot. So what they wanted to know, what they came to us with, was how much can we spend each and every month if we live another 20, 25 years together and still leave our kids a couple million dollars worth of inheritance, but not $12 million, okay? This was the question. It was a tough question because if you ask yourself that question or your financial advisor that question, are you getting the right answer? You're only going to know this if you have the money each and every month in your account. It's a very difficult question if you think about it, because it requires a lot of things, not just running a software program one time. In fact, I would argue it takes consistent analysis. So the systems that we use every night, think about this, every single night, it looks at your entire accounts and it updates the performance that you are experiencing, and then that downloads into your cash flow, your financial plan, each and every day. So you can actually go and look at the same things that we're using to help you achieve your objectives. Now, what's so great about that? Well, what's so great about that is you could have stuff all over the place, and this will pull it all in and look at it and give you numbers that we can then work with to figure out how much you can spend each and every month. And so let me throw more at this. Let's just say that John and Nancy asked us that question and we said, well, instead of spending $4,000 a month, you could spend $12,000. Think about that. If you had $8,000 more a month, what would you do with it? After tax, by the way. These are all after-tax numbers. What would you do with it? Your mind's going crazy right now, right? You're thinking, gosh, with another $100,000 a year, I could certainly take a few really great trips. Could probably donate more to some of my favorite charities. Could probably buy that sports car I've always wanted. I mean, your mind's going, right? Maybe I could rent a private jet. I mean, we can talk about all that stuff. Anyway, the fact is, it's a life changer. But here's the trick. You may be able to do it that first year, but can you do it the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the 10th year as the economy and the markets are fluctuating the way that they are with all the craziness in the world? That's a really good question. One of another keys. Again, I'm giving you the little fundamental nuggets this morning. I hope you've been writing them down. Here's fundamental nugget number three. Ready for it? Have predictable income and cash flow. I'll say it again. Have predictable income and cash flow. What does that mean? Well, it means what it sounds like. Predictable, meaning whether or not interest rates go up another 2, 3, 4%, whether or not the stock market drops, like I said, at the hot top of the hour to 3250 on the S&P 500 in the next 6 weeks, doesn't matter. Why? Because you have predictable income and cash flow. It's really that simple. Well, it sounds so simple, but how do you actually do it? Because that hasn't been my experience. My portfolio has been bouncing all around. I don't know how much I can take from month to month. And I don't know if I really feel confident about that. You're not alone. In fact, this is exactly how John and Nancy felt at this same time last year. But they had enough. And they didn't know how much longer their health could last. And they wanted to travel together. It was important to them. They had worked super hard and saved a good amount of money, and now they wanted to enjoy it, but they just didn't know how. And if that's you, you're not alone, because you, like them, can put together some strategies that can produce predictable income and cash flow. That's how you do it. So you got to talk to somebody who has over 30 years experience doing this and has seen multiple markets that haven't been so great. But we work through that together. And with our tools, we are able to do that. Now, if you're wondering right now, or maybe your New Year's resolution was, I want to retire this year. Maybe you're just like John and Nancy. Well, here's what you should do. You could pick up the phone right now and you can make a phone call. It's a very simple phone call. Dial this number, 866-PROTECT. You will be talking to someone on my team because we are here Saturday. Saturday morning, I know, it's dark outside, it's gray. Makes it even tougher, doesn't it? Because it's not sunshiny and warm. You got to get out there and do it. Make it happen, Captain. 866-PROTECT, pick up the phone if you're serious about retiring this year. Why would you wait another second? Talking to me for 15 minutes could change the next 30 years of your life. Think about that. If you don't know how much you can spend, I mean really spend, and not run out of money for potentially the next 30 years, don't you think spending some time with me would make some sense? Stop thinking about it. Pick up the phone. Call me right now, 866-PROTECT. It's your money, not whoever's managing it. It's yours. Don't let them fool you. 866-PROTECT. Get a fresh perspective from a fiduciary. 866-PROTECT. Now, your taxes just went up. That's right. Find out how much and how you can pay less in the next segment. You're listening to Protect Your Assets. That's what this is all about. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. Happy 2023, and welcome to our new listeners in the Orange County area. January is typically the time people make and try to keep their New Year's resolutions. So if you made a financial New Year's resolution to get your financial act in shape, whether it's buying a new home, saving more for retirement, or maybe even calling it quits this year, then today's show is just for you, because this entire month, each Saturday, we do a financial boot camp to help you learn how to get your financial act in shape. So if you're trying to save more, pay less taxes, or creating an income stream that you can never outlive, we've got you covered. And the first thing you can do is go check out our podcast, because we do share lots of great information there. Particularly at the outset of the show this morning, I talked about some of the support levels you need to be aware of when it comes to the S&P 500. Because yes, the first week of 2023 was pretty good for the stock market. We had a decent little bump in bonds and stocks across the board. But I'm expecting some volatility and I'm expecting some downside. And you may say, well, like where and what? Now, it is a new year, and of course, when New Year's start, sometimes there are new taxes that are out there. And so I want to give you a website to go check out, because I'm not sure if you're aware of this tax that is now out there when it comes to your real estate. Write this down. www.boe, stands for the Board of Equalization, boe.ca.gov/PROP19. Again, www.boe.ca.gov/PROP19. Check this out after the show today. So there's a FAQ. You want to click on the FAQ and that'll walk you through some of what I'm talking about. Here's how it works. Let's say you bought a property back in 1986 in San Anselmo and you paid $210,000 for that property. Now, your county taxes each and every year there in Marin are about $5,000 a year. Well, that home right now is worth about $3.2 million. Yes, even right now it still is. And your trust says that your kids get the house 50-50 when you and your wife pass away. What will be the new county tax rate your kids will have to pay if they decide to keep that property as a rental in your family? Well, it goes from $5,000 a year up to a little over $30,000 a year. I'm saying a year. That's over $26,000, $27,000 a year difference. So you're saying, well, I have a trust. It'll protect me. No, it won't. Sorry to say, it will not. Because this new tax gets around your revocable living trust. And Prop 19 limits transfers if you're trying to maybe sell that house and move to another county in California. There are now limits on how many times you can do that and protect your basis. Well, I know this sounds unfair, maybe even alien, but realize this. The counties need money in California, and they're coming after your most valuable asset. The key to protecting your most valuable assets is to call me right now. Call this number, 866-776-8328. You don't like what I'm talking about? Then do something about it. Pick up the phone, call 866-PROTECT to protect your hard-earned assets from taxes and the government. My team is here right now. We're answering the phone. Give them a call. 866-PROTECT, and request your own personal meeting to find out how this tax could affect you, what you could do about it, And that'll absolutely be complimentary, at least to find out. And then you can make a decision whether you want to move forward or not. Because without this information, get ready, they are going to tax you. Now, next week, we'll be talking about the latest retirement tax law changes. Congress just passed, this last week of December 2022, the Secure Act 2.0. Check it out. It's actually more complicated than it sounds. Not just the 75-year-old RMD. No, there's a lot more to it. This is a new tax law that affects all people 72 and older who have an IRA or a 401k. If that's you, tune in as we cover all the changes and what you need to know right now before it's too late and you end up paying taxes and penalties. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a fabulous show today. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer. And of course, all my fabulous producers back there, Phil, Cam, Tony. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed is not considered your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.